The Sentai Review, episode 109, Shane Needs to Catch Up. Oh my God! Look, okay, no, it is working. Yes, okay. People are going to be very confused why the episode just started this way. There you go. Scroll up. See, we're on a new sound. That's a new sound file. Yeah, it is working. Okay. The episode is working. We are in a new place with a new setup. Something that we haven't had to do yet. So this is the first time that Scott has run the in-episode editing.
Yep.
So that's the reason there was a weird start. Right there.
Yeah.
But today, Shane finally catches up on all the material that he either did not rate or did not see, because as we promised, it's time for Shane to rate every single thing that we have done from the worst of the worst to the best of the worst.
I'm back, everybody, from the magical land of work and hillbilly country.
I thought he was in the woods.
No, yeah. Which is called hillbilly
we
country.
We did search the woods. We even checked the Blair Witch House.
Well, to be fair, just because I said I was going to go buy candy doesn't mean it was for Shane.
Okay.
If I was going to lure Shane into the woods, all I would need is a beer on a stick.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
I even checked Walmart.
I did go into the woods, and after 5 weeks of Lost, because I took a wrong turn, you know, I'm not an outdoorsman.
It took you 5 weeks to watch all of Lost?
That I couldn't. Not even I could do that.
I came across an entirely different problem. I did go looking for you.
Did you?
But I entered the woods and I came across this fucking stick puppet thing that was in a tree.
Right.
And at first it scared the shit out of me because I was like, "Who the fuck is out in the middle of the woods making stick puppets and shit?" Right.
Right.
So I tried to think nothing of it, but then I kept coming across piles of rocks. And I was like, who the fuck is stacking rocks? And then I was like, maybe I'm on an Indian burial ground or something. So I freaked out. So I was like, I'm just going to follow the creek and go back home. And I ended up fucking doing all these circles.
Did you lose the map?
And then I found this fucked up house. And there was like a dude standing in a corner. And I tried
He was like, just taking a piss, that's all.
I tried to be like, Shane! Shane! And that dude would not turn around for nothing. So I fucking gave him the finger and I found my way out of the woods. And then you were back.
Did you drop the camera along the way?
I didn't take a camera with me. There's no found footage of this.
I am just hoping that everybody got that reference. I just hope that anybody listening to this understands the reference we have just dropped.
But Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
And like I said before, I'm back. Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And I'm going to go play pool.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
Okay. Shane.
Yes.
You missed a lot of shit.
I know I did. I apologize.
Yeah, trust me, I'm the one that had to find the fucking list. Well, make the fucking list.
Well, like I said, I apologize.
So Shane.
Woods walking is dangerous.
Where are we starting?
Wait, what?
Yeah?
Yep.
You were not here for that. What is that, Shane?
1979, that's Battle Fever J Robo.
Nope.
No?
You didn't say it right.
And how am I supposed to say it?
Shane, that is a battle. Fever, like you're sick.
Okay. I'm
fucking with you.
That's what I was saying.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
I literally read it the way it is put up there.
He was like, what the fuck?
All right, let's do this.
And for anybody who thought I was kidding, there's a reason for the new setup. We decided to come over to Jeremy's house because,
more room.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a big thing right now.
Battle Fever J Robo.
Up.
Robo.
There it is.
Kaboom, bitch! That makes him look awesome!
I know, right?
Explosions.
See, it's a samurai.
Damn right.
That is a samurai.
On this one, he's
that
a samurai.
That is a toy, by the way. So yep. He got a good toy.
Yep.
Does it come with explosions?
Bad, we know how bad them toys are.
Oh, my
Shay. God.
I know. Like the pyramid.
Like the yellow guy.
Don't do that. I'm making fun of the pyramid. Now that's your pride and joy right there.
Yeah.
All right. I see that. That's pretty sweet. All right. Let's go next that.
Next.
Hey, more toy. I'm starting to wonder if maybe the guy in the costume ain't that great, Shane.
You're starting to scare me a little bit. Because with the show has a tendency to have like two or three really good pictures and then ass, and then move on to like and then move on to some like concept art that looks awesome, and then back to ass. You know, this show has there's a pattern to this show. So let's go ahead and next it.
Next.
There's that guy.
Okay. Obviously, the toy looks cooler.
Yeah, the in-show guy in the...
But I have seen worse easily.
Yeah? Seen worse?
Yes.
Really?
Like what? Pissin' bot and...
I wonder if you'll see worse in this episode.
Yeah.
You guys already know. You guys already know what the future holds.
Fucking A, right? We do. We had to suffer through it.
Oh, well...
While you were busy sitting at work, stroking your pud and making money.
Is that what you get to do at work?
I make money doing stuff. I get to choose what I do.
So he was sitting on his fucking truck, jerking his dick at work and making money.
Next.
What are we fucking Kamen Rider in right now? Because they do that shit with Kamen Rider where they show you the half of it.
That's the inside of the robot, guy.
Oh, let me take a look at this.
You want me to zoom in?
No, you're good. I can see it from here.
Oh, yeah, you are looking at the bigger screen, yeah.
Okay. It doesn't look awful.
Can you understand the kanji?
Oh, dude, I'm a week away from being fluent in it.
Right.
I need one more week and I'll have it down. Next.
Next.
Oh, he's got a... That's the derpiest looking...
He's got an axe.
Man, that's not even a cool looking axe. That's not an
axe
for a robot.
Axe, buddy. That's a battle fever axe.
But, Shane, he wants to ax you some questions.
Well, I encourage him to ask
me
much questions.
Because we're
going to
repeat some jokes since you missed them.
All right, you know, I'm still not hating this guy. Trust me, you'll know when I start hating stuff.
Next.
Does he have a battle fork?
He also
now?
Has
Damn
a tyrant.
Right, he has a battle
trident.
Fork.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like how your derpy looking friends are fighting down here while you.
I like her wig.
The episode that we did last night. I understand that this show got some ratings, but I don't. But no, I'm sorry. No. These costumes are dumb as fuck.
She has exposed legs. You can check out her legs.
You know what? That doesn't bother me as much as the wig on top of her fucking head. Helmet.
I mean,
oh, God.
You
it's, check out
the...
so bad.
It's a little bad that the bottom legs. Of her suit looks like a diaper. But
Now, also, check out this villain that he's fighting.
I like that
what?
Guy's head, Shane.
Yeah. What?
Freaking jaded dildo head.
Oh, don't worry. We'll probably get to that.
Oh, I don't care for the monster at all. The design is stupid looking. We'll go ahead and next.
You know, I can't help but when I look at this dude from Battle Fever J, I get this weird feeling like he was supposed to be made for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toy line and was never released.
Yeah. He seems like he fits better with their villains.
Doesn't he seem like he fits those toys that we used to buy from Turtles?
Yeah.
Yep.
Next.
Okay, we got some sword action here.
Some knight?
Or gladiator? Because I'm looking at the...
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, he's got on the battle skirt.
Yeah,
that's
more gladiator-ish, in my opinion. So, it's cool.
Technically berserker, but yeah.
Okay. No, you got it. Yeah, you're right.
Because that technically was a classification of gladiator. So, okay. Yeah.
Next.
All right. Season's next. Okay. He doesn't look that bad, actually.
No.
No, he actually I love the scene. I love how he has his daggers on each side. Yeah. Like, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty into that myself, actually.
Dude, I'm not hating this guy. I mean, the show he comes from, I don't like. I can't really, no, I can't say that.
I was just saying, you can't that say
show,
that.
That show could be bad as fuck. I just don't like how they look.
I kind of like the Red Ranger. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why. I kind of like him. He feels like something.
Well, what, if you like the Red Ranger, then why don't you like the Blue Ranger, who looks almost exactly like him except blue?
No, that Red Ranger. There's something about him. He looks
the
different.
Helmet design, probably.
And it could be the helmet. It feels like he belongs in like one of the android shows or something, like Kakaider.
Okay.
Or that he could have been like a weird, crazy enemy for like Kashyyyk or something.
Kashyyyk, I think, would fit better.
Next.
Okay.
Not quite into the Black Panther Ranger dude over here, though.
I don't care for the orange guy.
I know this is about the robots, yeah. But they're in the image, and
yes,
I can't
I'm
help
sorry.
Them. I can't
they
help
are
but
kind
look at them all the time. And I got to thinking about this. I don't know why, and you'll kind of appreciate this.
Uh-oh.
But I was looking at this American Ranger here.
Okay? The Miss America Ranger?
I don't
Ranger.
Know why, but I got to looking at her a couple days ago. Literally, I was going through pictures on the computer and kind of deleting stuff that we didn't need anymore and kind of making backgrounds. When I come across some of these old images, and I came across her, and it hit me who she fucking looks like. Remember Spaceballs, the C-3PO robot?
Oh, Dot.
Yeah, Dot
Look
Matrix,
at her.
Motherfucker.
Look at her.
Yeah.
She looks like Dot Matrix.
Yeah. Joan
it's
Rivers.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie, so.
Joan Rivers. Yeah. God rest her soul.
It's basically, it's C-3PO with tits and a wig.
Okay. And dress.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah.
You get minus points. And roller
skate shoes.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of how they look, this robot actually looks really sweet. So, now I'm
yeah,
next to that.
And this one's like, come at me, bro.
Yeah. Dude, he's actually really cool.
Next.
Okay.
Is that really cool?
That looks more like the toy being used in the series.
Is that pretty cool?
At long last, Battle Fever's
like
giant robot
there.
Is ready for action.
Something weird? You don't care for him now?
No, I don't. It's not that I don't care for him. It's just that this picture doesn't do him any justice.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like it.
They're lowering the toy.
If you don't like, this picture, we can fix that. Next!
And we're done.
Dude, that picture's fucking awesome.
All right.
So.
Shit, you know what I just thought of? I didn't write down the original score, so we can't factor in Shane's score.
That won't be an issue. We're literally here just to figure out
if
what
anybody
else
gets
would
zeros.
Be added to his
well,
main
I'm
going to
tell you something right now. This guy does not get a zero. This guy gets a 3-5.
Okay.
Okay.
I
Who's
like
next?
Him. I like him.
All right, so we got a 3-5 for Battle Fever J's Robo.
Please, all be all right. Please, this all is be. Also kind of like an interesting flashback episode for anybody that's viewing too, because we're going to cover a lot of different things.
Right, I keep forgetting that the earlier shows only had like maybe one robot.
Yep.
They didn't all have like
one
five
or a
individuals.
Few, but yeah,
it yep. was. It wasn't so. Until later on that we got the concept of them coming together
right.
to form.
So.
And then we never even covered like the Go Rangers. We never even covered their stuff because it's not really a robo. It's like a flying battle fortress thing.
And
we just kind of left it out.
I didn't think I missed this name.
Because if we were to go back and talk about their battle fortress, their flying airship thing, we would have to go back and talk about Spider-Man's car and helicopter and dumb shit.
I don't really yeah. want to do that.
And I don't really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't request
we got
that.
We got enough on the plate as it is right now.
So, Shane, what's next?
It took us, what, almost a fucking month to get these done because of, you know, scheduling issues and, yeah.
Quite literally.
Just, yeah, we've been having
just
a lot
wait.
Of issues.
We'll get to those with if...
The next one is 1980 Denshi Sentai Denzaman Robot. Robo.
Robo.
It's a robot.
Denzaman.
Denzaman. Yes, Dai one.
Denzin?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be cool.
All right.
Hey, look, only eight pictures.
Okay, be cool, be
you
cool.
can get through this quick.
Oh, I remember Big D.
Yep. The Big D with his banana sword.
Oh, my God.
The
yeah.
banana sword.
Shane, look. It looks like he peeled his sword. It's a banana sword.
You know what else it is, Shane?
Ass?
It's the singing sword from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Dude.
Witchcraft.
Yeah.
Dude, this thing is ass.
Simply Taboo.
I told you we're going to be bringing up the old jokes.
Listen, we're going to have to go next. Hopefully, maybe it gets a tiny bit better.
All right, next.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he's so boxy. Boxy Brown.
That thing does.
Humboxy Brown.
Let me tell you something about
you
this robot.
Keep me out of this
we have
room.
Seen robots that look awesome.
Check
we
out
have
his
seen
big
robots
blue
that.
Hand.
We have seen robots that look awesome. We have seen robots that look like crap. Okay. And we've seen ones that look like they move perfectly, and then we've seen ones that look like they can't even move.
But
this
Shane,
thing looks like if it keeps moving, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I was about to say, Shane, it does move, because the top is going to the right, and the middle is going towards the left, while the hips are going towards the right.
I feel like this thing's about to fall apart.
And the legs are caving inward.
I want you to be nice to Rickety Big D.
I'm not going
to
be nice to him.
Shane, he wants a fist bump, or he's going to slice you.
Kill me. Rather die.
Rather die.
Cut, slash, hack, stab, dump, dump, bump, banana sword.
Yeah, there's a reason why you wear that fucking D on your chest, because you suck the big one.
Next.
No, the big one's in a different series.
Banana sword.
Dude. Look at your.
And to think I was going to go play nine ball by myself where I could still watch all this but miss out on commenting.
No, this is so ass. Even like your components are ass.
Next.
Okay, let's see. Oh. Special attack. Okay, let's see.
Hold up. We got to go to the top.
Hold
top
on.
Is the transformation.
Check it out. Shane. That's amazing.
Yeah,
he's got the Gundam hammer. And a sucker ring.
Yep.
Don't bring Gundam into this, man. Don't bring Gundam into this. This guy does not.
It's already been brought.
No.
The gauntlet was thrown down.
Dude, your special move sucks. It doesn't even impress me. I think I've seen 100,000 times of a fucking robot with a glowy sword slash. Come on, man.
Yeah. But he
not
spins
a glowy
it in a
banana
circle.
Banana sword.
Yeah, it's a banana sword that he spins in a circle and slashes.
Banana sword does not save this man.
Oh no! What about the Gundam hammer and the sucker ring?
You think a sucker ring is going to save him? And no, that's an insult with the fucking Gundam hammer.
Do you know what the sucker ring does?
Sucks.
No, it next.
Oh, I tried to help you, Rickety Big D, but you just keep shitting on yourself, man.
We're out, guys. Later.
Yeah, they're leaving his ass.
Even their home base is leaving his ass.
It literally looks like they went out to the middle of nowhere, dropped him off, and be like, all right, guys, if we have to fight big monsters, we will figure it out.
Yeah, no shit. Let's
because
go.
Because we're going to abandon this thing.
Fucking yeah. Leave the Rickety Big D. Nobody gives a shit.
All right, next. Oh, there's the interior.
With your guys' fucking ascots and shit.
Yeah, they're ascots.
Doesn't save you guys. I didn't even like how you guys look to begin with. You think I don't like your fucking robot either?
Them and their
you
D's.
All, 1980 sucks. Sorry.
Thankfully, it's the year after I'm born, so.
You got at least a cool robot for your fucking year of life. You got awful costumes, but cool
yeah, but
robot.
I had options for different Rangers, too, so.
Yeah, true. Not
yeah.
True.
Yeah, you're right. Let's next this
next.
Bitch. Let's next this bitch. I'm way too happy.
Dude, he's selling a Rickety D toy.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. He's holding a robot with the letter D. And this guy is way too happy to be selling
no,
you the D.
No, Shane, look closely. That's not a D. That's an I and a J.
From this angle, yes, but in front, it would look more like a D. Doesn't matter. This man is trying to sell you the D.
That's right.
Next this
would
bit.
You buy the D if it came with a banana sword?
No, I wouldn't buy a D if it came with a banana sword. Banana sword does not save it.
So they have to offer a little extra for you to buy the D.
Next.
Even that sucks.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
some CG.
The CG did not save it either.
CGD.
CGD.
Sometimes the CG will save a robot. Not this case. This sucks.
Next. And we're done.
Oh, my God. something, it still counts as a zero.
It will count as a zero.
Oh, but I can't. Oh, fucking point five.
He is added to the list.
Adding to the list.
Can't justify giving it a one. I'm sorry.
I can't justify.
I can't.
Nope. Don't. Damn it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to control shit while you're, you know, just sitting down in a foldy chair. Yeah.
This is a work in progress for the...
Actually, I'll do that later.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd do that later, just like move it to a separate folder or something.
Anyway.
All right.
On to the next one.
1984.
In fact, hold up. Before we move over to Z-Cross, right-click off to the side, create new folder, rename it, add to list, so we could do that later on after we're done with the piss break after this episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right, and just pull it down right now.
Yeah. Literally, just put it in, add two zeros, and we could do this later.
Yep.
And just, again, more behind the scenes for you fans. Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
Now start.
All right.
Yep.
Next one is, now I listened to this episode, 1984 Kamen Rider ZX or Z-Cross. It depends on who you talk to.
X.
It's a one.
I'm going to just call
He's ZX1. There's only one of him.
How about
this? Yeah, he's ZX1.
The first and only one.
How about this? Because I'm not wrong here. How about I just call it 84 Kamen Rider? Because he came out in 84.
Technically speaking, yes, you can get away with that. What the fuck? Oh, no. He doesn't need a mouse.
Right.
He did.
Yep. How many pictures? Oh, no, I watched this episode 17.
17 pictures.
Dang.
Yeah. Let's do this.
But since you already watched the episode, we could probably rapid fire.
Actually, I cut some of the pictures, so.
Ooh.
And I renumbered them, so.
Oh.
Ooh,
because I ruined it by telling you that I watched it.
Actually, that's what I did with a lot of these. I just renumbered some of them and took some pictures out.
All right, okay, let's see this guy. I can't remember what he looks like. Oh, yeah, it's this guy. Yeah.
Some, not all.
Oh, I've seen so much worse, but so much better at the same time. I don't have a problem with him. I mean, I can see that he has a cross on his belt, probably why he's called Z-Cross. And a cross on his elbow.
No, that's not a cross on the elbow. That's the X-Men logo. They just don't want to take him.
It's a cross.
Next.
I like his one piece that got ate up by moths.
Yep.
What do they call that? It looks like a fucking unitar?
I call it dumb.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody call it the fifth
helmet?
Helmet
looks cool. I like his helmet.
I agree.
The rest of it, just not so much.
During this whole review, I was trying to figure out what it is exactly I don't like about him. And my best guess is that it's a mix of that weird one-piece thing and his color scheme.
The color scheme, because he's
The rest of him's not bad. If they'd have changed that chest gear, I think I would have liked him a lot better.
Because he's red and silver.
Which is not a terrible combination.
It's
just
not
a matter of the designs and shit.
You can pull off red and silver as long as it...
Yeah. Like I said when we originally recorded it, like the fucking, like the middle to the bottom makes him look like he's wearing the fucking thing that fucking Lilu wears in goddamn Fifth Element. You know what I mean? At the very beginning.
Yeah, I remember.
So, yeah.
All right, let's next.
Next.
Stop.
Crosswalk time.
You're not impressing me, dude. I'm sorry. No matter how much you tell me.
Next.
But he's got his little hip thing.
All right. Trying to look cool. Like, I'm ready to fight.
Trying,
but not succeeding, man. Sorry.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
There he is.
Oh, yeah. Shane, check out his cell ankle.
That's that weird...
It's Cell's mouth.
Yeah. It's something else on Cell, too.
Oh, you mean Cell's dick?
That smooth cone shape?
Smooth cone dick?
That's what it looks like. Why does he only have it on one leg, though?
He has it on both.
Because fuck you, that's why.
It is hard. Oh, I can see it. There it is.
Yeah, I kind of see it.
It's just because of how he's standing. Okay. I thought maybe... Okay, yeah. That isn't...
I like his gun holster that has no gun.
Oh, yeah.
And his Walkman, so because nobody hangs out or talks to him.
No. Didn't we go through this? That's his, what was it? The thing that...
Zune?
The Zune.
Because nobody uses a Zune.
Exactly.
It's a Zune.
And nobody talks to this guy. Nobody hangs out with him, so he needs to listen to music.
When they need all the writers to come together to stop a great threat, they're like, guys, what about Z Cross? He's like, what about him? I mean, we brought Stronger. Are you kidding me?
But then again, you know, this is a one-shot guy. He had one special.
Okay.
So in which case, they're like, you know what? Go ahead.
But you imagine they'd have paid a little more attention to the guy that was going to get a celebratory one major episode.
Especially for a 10th anniversary writer.
You'd imagine he'd have gotten a little more attention than that.
Yeah.
Next. And that is a toy.
That's awesome.
That's somebody's custom toy.
Yeah.
Well, they did a good job.
If that's real, then all the writers have been redone like that.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, that saved them. That looks awesome.
That's not him.
I'm going to pretend it is.
Let's wait till we go to the next image.
Next.
What do you
think
of
that? That saves him, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
so when
from
we go,
DeviantArt.
Because of his eyes.
When we go back to the ass, it's going to hit you even harder.
Yeah.
Because I like that. That actually saved them. Like,
next. This art didn't save them.
There's fan art based off what he actually fucking looks like.
Oh,
not the
God.
Iron Man redesign.
Let's, fail. Let's move on.
Next.
Are you sure? Next.
Oh, fuck.
Chibi.
Next.
Thank God my cup is empty.
Oh, my God. We don't need to make everything goddamn chibi.
They did with this.
And it didn't save it, did it?
Nope. Next.
It's not cute. This is actually not bad.
He's an airbender in this one.
Airbending might have saved you. Too bad you can't do that. What's next?
No, you need at least six guys.
That's for earthbending.
Oh.
To move one tiny pebble.
Rocks are tough shit, dude.
They really are. I mean, Shyamalan really, really focused on the aspects of the movie and everything.
That's right. I know.
Next.
That's why it's one of my favorites.
Oh. I've seen worse bikes.
Yeah, we were kind of irritated that he got a good
bike.
Why
did he get a...
But fucking...
Super.
Yeah, Super did not get a good bike.
Switch bikes out. He goes with
that's actually what you said, because the fans said that Super 1's bike talks, almost like fucking Kit from Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, yeah.
So we said, okay, give him the talking bike, so that way then the two motherfuckers, nobody wants to be around the talking bike and this dumb motherfucker. They can go and have a fucking conversation somewhere else.
He can go save the day with somebody that will talk to him.
Yeah.
I like... Okay, his bike is cool, so give that bike to fucking...
Super,
and then fucking...
His butt's really padded. Makes him look like he's wearing fucking hampers.
That's the second time that you brought him diaper.
Look at him! Looks like he's wearing his pampers to fight evil today.
Next. Oh, wait.
Doesn't help him. Now that you... He's
got filtered Depends now.
Yeah.
Dude, he's... Oh, God damn it.
Next.
He's pretty cool.
Rio? No. Dude, go home.
He looks better than other guys.
Look, a green ass guy.
At least he doesn't rock a loincloth and Nami sandals.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Ride his motorcycle and burn his leg hair off.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. No loincloth and Nami sandals. So.
And then the green ascot here for you.
Still doesn't save you. You guys think this
ascot thing
is going to save
you? But the guy over
here.
What about this guy? Does he look okay?
He's all right.
Oh, come on, man. He's got Undertaker gloves. He's got to be amazing.
What? I'm not looking at his dick.
Are you
well,
sure,
apparently
Shane?
Your girlfriend is.
Shane, are you
that
sure
that
you're not looking at his
dick?
Zoom into the fucking diaper-wearing boner.
There's a hole in the side of his diaper, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Next.
Change it. Good for you. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Really, they don't.
Next.
I don't know. Apparently the fans do. The fans are about ready to shit all over us because we shit all over him.
Then they can shit all over me. I don't give a shit.
You hear that, fans? You can shit on Shane now.
Because this guy sucks.
I would say drop the mic, but seeing as how
I'm not
going to
drop the mic.
Yes.
I won't drop the mic.
At Bill's place, there's fucking carpet. We can drop mics there.
So this guy is, okay, first off.
Directing traffic?
If he actually lifted his left arm a little bit higher, he could start the fusion dance. But it's too low, so he'll fail. Because he's a failure.
So he's going to turn into a skinny or an overweight.
Yeah. I think that he's pointing, he's telling people to go, you know, to the right. So I get your whole fucking traffic, directing traffic comment when I was watching the episode. So
yeah,
common
rider, traffic cop. Yeah.
Because nobody wants him, so he has to get the lamest job.
Yep.
Next.
By the way, the fans did explain that this dumb motherfucker is apparently like, what was it? It was like Kamen Rider 1's villain or some such shit, or it's like the.
So I wasn't too far off for about him being a villain.
Yeah,
but.
it was like it's either a villain or it's like something. I can't fucking remember. I was gonna pull up the episode and read the comments, but then I realized I think I'm still synced to the TV, so it would change the screen. So I'm not going to fucking do it and correct myself.
Hey, Shane. You guys a pill bug, man.
Yeah.
Sorry for the silence. I needed time to process. Is he a Sphinx man?
A Sphinx pill
bug? No, it's supposed to be like he's Mothman.
Oh.
Like not a, God damn it, now you're actually going to make me look this shit up.
Because if he's a moth,
if
that's...
Shane, if the screen changes, the remote should be right there. It will be input 3. Jizz in his pants. Yes, we know. Okay.
There's no way we're picking her up.
Well, of course not.
No.
It's because I've offered microphone 5, which we have plugged into everybody like 6 times.
Yeah.
Nobody took it. Okay, cool. It didn't switch the screen. So I will read. You can next.
All right.
Next.
Oh, look at you trying to be cool. You're not.
Fucking hands off your hips.
Bill hates that, by the way. Bill hates
hands on the hips.
I don't know why, but I think...
just about the only person I've ever seen that can pull that off was Superman.
Well, I don't know, Bill. I mean, a lot of people put their hands...
Don't get me wrong. If I were to actually open up my laptop and we were to watch Q-Ranger, it would explain... Like, it would make sense as to why Balance is doing it all the time. He's doing it to be like a goofy, like, ha-ha type of bullshit. He's not like, I'm superhero like this dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, this guy's not superhero.
Did you find it? Or
no, I'm still looking.
Just next.
On the safe side.
Oh, we're done.
All right, so.
We're done with a...
This is a tough one. If I give it more points of nothing, it's...
And if you give it even a point something, you'll go into the zero pile.
Okay. I've seen worse writers, and I have seen better writers. But this gentleman right here will get a solid 1.
Oh, he gave it a 1 so he couldn't add it.
Avoiding the list is what that was.
Yep.
Avoiding the list.
I don't know. I put like, I hated Amazon and Stronger more. I can't, I mean, I have to go back and listen to the episodes. I don't remember what I gave them.
Really? Hated Stronger? That's surprising.
No, right.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, if they're like, Shane, you have a choice between Z Cross and Stronger, who would you call? I mean, I'd call Diaper Wearing Man any day. I call that Diaper Wearing Motherfucker to come save me.
Okay, so, what's next?
Okay.
1980. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
What?
1986 Flashman Robo. I'm skipping the other word.
What? Why?
Why?
Man?
Why?
Yup, let's go on.
Yep, he says.
Mike, number 5 is right here. Just okay. Well, never mind.
I was just going back across.
I did.
This is getting interesting.
I was confused as a motherfucker.
Joel Shinsei.
What she said.
Up to you, fucking punk bitch.
Flashman Robo. Let's move on.
There's three of them, Shane.
Flash King, Titan boy.
Flash King, let's do it.
Yeah, the Flash King.
Yeah. Let's see the Flash King.
There's ten of
these
things.
I remember this motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's go back. Not do this. I don't want to do this anymore.
Too bad.
Oh, it's the Flash King. He's trying to flash you. Oh, wait, he doesn't have a trench coat on.
Another disappointment. Let's move on.
Next.
Oh, okay.
He'll impale you.
You got some saving. You got some points there. I like that. You look like crap, but you don't give a fuck because you'll shank the fuck out of anybody with a lightsaber. That's awesome. I'm okay with that. All right, let's move on.
Next.
To be fair, I'd stab anything that looked like a herpy monster.
Okay, let's zoom in on this top part section.
Look at his sword.
His Triforce sword.
Better than the fucking banana one.
Banana sword.
Okay, so he's got missiles that look like fucking...
Torpedoes and
stuff.
And fists that launch out.
Does he have extendo arm?
No, they just shoot out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they just shoot out there.
Rocket punch. He looks...
It looks like his sword gets a special beam cannon circular thing on it for a finisher.
Okay. Not as derpy. Let's move on.
Next.
Okay, I can handle this guy. He's not that bad. I'm doing fine.
He's not that bad? Even though this looks like a CG robo?
Yes. No.
No.
No, he's definitely a dude in a suit.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Oh, you got yourself that's a lame-looking shield.
V-shield, buddy!
Oh, it's kind of bland.
Shield of ever victory.
Shane, it's a premier ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Pokeball with the literal worst capture rate in the game.
That you get for free for buying 10 Pokeballs?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't help him there. So what's his blocking rate? Low?
Probably a 2.
His blocking rate? Keepa.
Oh.
Oh.
You poor bastard. Keepa was off my team. Like, the first chance I got to recruit people.
The first guy.
I knew exactly where to get one of the better fucking goalies. I'm like, bye, Keepa.
He said, you got to get the fuck out of here. You ain't keeping shit.
Dude, I'm surprised I won that tournament with you in the fucking goal post.
Got like a catch of 4 or some shit.
I put fucking...
Worst goalie ever.
I put Titus back there with his fucking catch and he can do it.
No shit, man.
Next.
Oh, and by the way, after reading through all the comments, either the comment that explained that it was, you know, somebody else from Kamen Rider 1, they either got, like, hardcore butthurt and, like, rage quit, fucking deleted their comment and unsubbed from the channel, like, fuck these motherfuckers, they don't know shit.
Do
which,
what?
To be fair, we don't know shit.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The comment that I know I read that said exactly what the fuck that, like, pill bug looking motherfucker was. The comment is completely gone. Some motherfucker like,
so somebody,
these guys.
Somebody went to the trouble of posting the comment to explain what he was, and then they deleted the comment?
Yeah. Yeah, like deleted it, like, fuck these guys, they just shit on my favorite writer, I'm out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No.
But, here's a statue of him.
I don't know what's happening here, okay. But I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah. Not hating it.
Next.
That's kind of cool, actually, but it's just the imagery behind him that makes it cool.
If he throws the shield away, it looks better. I don't like the shield.
He has to keep the shield forever.
No, I like I like the lightsaber.
Forever.
I don't like
this. Best shield.
Forever.
No, I'm not going to drop how he looks and his design over a shield, okay?
Yeah, I mean, Proto Man had a shield.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking sweet.
Kind of like that.
No.
No.
First of all, the fucking shape is wrong.
He says, no, no.
This is a trash can lid shape.
Don't worry, Zero had a shield, too. His was way more hardcore than fucking Proto Man's ever was. He could actually use that shield.
Don't shit on
Uh-oh.
I'll delete myself from this show.
Next.
Fucking hate my...
Oh.
Oh.
See what happens when you can't block?
Yeah.
Because that's the armor that the shield in.
Yeah.
Dude, that shield summed up everything.
Next.
Oh, what was your mistake? What have you...
That was the mistake.
What did we learn?
Put down the sword. Put down the fucking sword.
I think if I was the monster, I'd be like, you done? And he's like, get here.
Just about to flesh wound.
I will stab you.
I've had worse.
You're doing worse to yourself.
You lie.
Dude. Everything that he's lost is on the side that he was holding that shield.
Yeah. Yep.
That is what's priceless.
Yeah.
Oh, you deserved everything coming your way.
Next.
Oh, we got to fix you.
Yeah, they got
my first person. Thing would be like, can I get a better fucking shield? I literally gave an arm and a leg for this fucking fight.
Next. Oh, we're done.
Or they could be like, sir, we can't give you a new shield. It costs an arm and a... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it did. I was in the robot.
So, Shane, what do you give the Flash
2-5.
King?
2-5.
2-5? 2-5. Okay.
I would have given him an average, but he's stupid. For carrying,
stupid.
Carrying the shield, man. Sorry, he lost an arm and a leg.
Okay, next is Great Titan.
Okay, only
three.
Whew, that's good. Let's go. What do we got? 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 What?
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Oh my god! Oh, I forgot about you.
Oh, I didn't. This is one of those episodes I had to re-listen to 4 fucking times because I was like, I could have sworn Shane was in that episode. No, he's not. Are you sure?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
So I go back and re-listen. I'm Shane, like, motherfucker, he's not in this one.
This guy is a champion. He's a true Titan.
Did they just call him Great Titan?
He's yes. Great.
Where's the greatness come from?
Oh, hold on. Maybe we can fix that. Hold on. Next.
Next.
See, there's the great.
He's great.
He's fat.
Fuck you, too.
No, that's P-H-A-T. And his...
Oh, okay.
And his chest piece that shoots out a blomp laser...
Yep. Doesn't save him. Remember how I told you there are robots that look like they can really move and robots that just need to stand there because they can't move? This guy cannot move. I don't give a fuck what they say. He cannot move.
But Shane, he's just a transformer that's a building.
That's so dumb.
I think this is about to go from bad to worse. Next.
Oh my god.
I have little arms. Look at
oh
me.
My god.
The toy.
I've got a big body.
McDonald's GoBot Happy Meal toy. Now sold with garbage.
Oh my god.
Shane missed good shit.
I'm done with this one.
Next, and we're done. So,
you adding him to the Zero, Shane?
Shane, don't you even try. You know that
you
guy's
know.
Going
great,
in the list.
Great,
you know he's going the in the list.
Pass.
Can't pass.
Nope, you got it.
You
score.
You have to.
Point three.
Oh, he's in the list.
Yep, he's in the list.
All right. Awesome.
I have to look at him again.
Hold up, right click, Great Titan.
Copy.
Say cut. No, just say cut.
Cut.
Yeah.
No. Move him. Just pull it up into the other tab.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. Pull it up in the...
There, now let it go.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay.
Pardon.
Titan boy. Ritty Shane.
Please be good, please be good, please.
Four pitchers, Shane.
Please be good, please be good, please. Oh, damn.
Flash turn, Titan boy.
You impressed, Shane?
No.
Come on, Shane. He's got Vulcan cannons for his shoulders.
You know, just because he has
he can fight on par with a Gundam.
Oh, please. No.
Next. Please get better.
Next.
Oh, shit. Look, he has tire shuriken, Shane. Tire shuriken.
I kind of like that.
I know. I kind of actually.
Okay, you don't suck as hard as the last guy. I will give you that.
But look at the transformation, Shane. It's a car that just stands up with legs underneath of it.
I'm not going to say that the transformation is fucking wonderful. It's
and it's nipple guns.
Yeah, well, those are the shoulder. Those are
that's the shoulder cannons.
Oh yeah, my mistake. Yeah.
Okay.
He does show off his nipples. So here in America, we got to censor that.
Oh, you're right.
even though he's a boy, it still has to be censored. You're right. Especially if he's trying to be on Twitch.
What?
You didn't know about that?
No, what?
Twitch has a no nipple stipulation. You cannot be topless, guy or girl. If they see nipples on your channel, you get the axe automatically.
Shit, I'm about to rub my nipples on the screen in this motherfucker.
Next.
Well, you should have done that when we were recording the episodes in case these failed.
If only he looked better. The tire shuriken is cool. He is straight up awful.
Ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but he doesn't look as bad as the other guy. This guy he's ass, but he's not super ass.
Well, that is all four pictures, correct?
Yeah, he's not. He's
no,
not,
no. This no? is three.
Oh, he's this not, is only three?
Okay. He's not stronger ass.
Next.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
Look, he's got a cassette tape in the center of the chest.
Oh, he's another one of those robots that has to talk and listen to music because nobody wants to talk to him. All right.
Hey, look, at least he got a cassette tape and not fucking 8-track.
Yeah, he's moving up.
That would have sucked. Right.
He's just moving
case,
up.
Just next.
Tire shuriken really helps him.
Okay, Titan Boy, Shane.
I can't give him as low of a score as I did for the other guy because the other guy was absolutely just trash. This guy is... Think about trash that you just threw away compared to trash that's been sitting there for weeks.
So it's still a 0 point something?
No, I'm going to give... He gets a 0.9.
Still counts.
Yep,
yes!
Still counts.
Added to the list!
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give him a 1 just to cop out.
All right.
I give everything a 1 to cop out.
So now
out.
I'm going to go back and then, just slide them into the add to zeros. And
where are we at?
Add to zeros. There we are. All right.
Okay, so...
The Maskman, the 87 Maskman robot, because I'm not doing that. Well, Sentai Maskman Robo.
You don't want to say that first name there?
Let me see. Hikara Sentai Maskman Robo?
You were close. Hikari.
Hikari?
Hikari.
Okay. Yeah. Close enough.
Think Hikari Warriors for Nintendo. Only,
Okay.
Where did his hair go?
Galaxy Robo and Great Five.
It's like Rambo Commando. Rambo Commando. Where did his hair
Galaxy
go?
Robo...
I fucking love that skit.
I know.
It's a great fucking thing.
We did.
I love the outtakes at the end where it's like,
and
James starts laughing. He's like, I told you that's going to be the chorus of the song.
This is the one with
the
nipple guns.
And just laughing his ass off.
This is the one with the nipple guns.
Oh, yeah, this is the Vulcan nipples.
He's,
they're more logical, Shane.
He's falling down, Shane.
And Shane's face is fucking blank. Just blank as shit. His face is blanker than that wall over there, man. Just pure derp.
He's good. He's good. He's a good guy. Fuck. That guy, he's a good guy.
What's going on, Shane? I have nothing to say. Move on.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to go play 9-ball.
Next.
coming out from the fog like a badass.
Shane.
Come on, Shane.
16 pitchers. You missed this.
Yeah.
Next.
He's got a... Is that like a baseball helmet or football helmet?
Well, if I scratched,
was it more like a rugby helmet? Like, what am I looking at here?
I forgot.
More rugby.
Think it's like a rugby
helmet? Minus the fucking... If it would have been like a that thing connected by his mouth, then it would have been one of those older style football helmets that only had the one bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But unfortunately, he can't be that cool.
Actually, technically speaking, it can almost be like the leather helmet from
the
back
leather
when they
helmets
started.
Were the first ones that they had when they started. Mm. But that's why we kind of went with rugby.
Yeah.
Minus the fucking.
Yeah.
Because it almost looks like he has like a two headsets on.
Well, look, just because I was busy over there scratching at nine ball doesn't mean that, you know, I wasn't listening.
Look how I got this guy to actually talk about this robot.
I know, right?
I did.
You bastard.
Next.
That's why I scratched. I was busy laughing. Oh, you like, look, hey, football. I was like, you son of a bitch.
He's Shane, look, ass. Look. He's trying to be the Flash. And he's failing. He's
it looks going. Like a... Pink, so it looks like a pink fart gas. Like the motherfucker, like, it fucking, like, ripped one and now is trying to run.
I need Greg here. Greg can be like, oh, there's a dude over here. Oh, he's going so fast.
He's going so fast. That is not Flash.
Yeah, but when I was driving so by fast. Greg's house on the way over here, he's busy having a garage sale.
Dude,
or I'd say we should call
dude,
his
no,
ass.
That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah,
we were doing that Star Trek episode. And he saw that. He opened the door and that Romulan turned around and looked at him. He's like, dude, there's a guy over here. And the guy starts moving. He's like, he's going so fast.
It was priceless.
Next.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Does he have a glowy hand?
Yeah, he uses apparently his hand to decapitate
fucking
people.
Fucking judo
burning
chop.
Finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
burning fingers.
I'm a shit Gundam series. Sorry if you guys like that. That's my apology. You know, just because I don't like something doesn't mean it's awful. I just
so
don't
that
like
means
it.
Right. He is pretty cool.
Not in this case.
Oh.
Next.
Oh.
Who the fuck is that?
That's a guy. And... Is he? Oh my God! Is he self-destructing? That would be really cool.
He's getting all powerful. In fact,
no,
that's his
transformation.
Nice gold form, man.
Yeah.
You know, like the fighting spirit, king of the cards or whatever.
Oh Jesus Christ! Oh my God, dude, the fucking derpness just continues.
Shane, it wants a hug.
This guy's a motherfucking cornucopia of derp.
But Shane,
dude,
it wants
he's
a
got,
hug.
Check his arms out. He's got the fins, like for the Batman gloves.
Stop referencing cool stuff. Stop doing that. You guys got to stop. You're referencing football. You're referencing Batman. Flash. Don't.
Next.
Oh, my God. What is he? What kind of... What is that? Like a...
He is a derp-mobile...
Yeah, I know that.
Dur.
And what was this robot's name again?
Yes.
Galaxy Robo.
Ass.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry if this was like your guys' beloved robot growing up.
There was a lot better to choose from.
I don't think
choose
we're done
from.
Yet. This
was
like,
was
what,
a
17
better.
Pictures? We made it through like six?
Seven pictures and we made... Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Next.
Look at that! What the fuck is that?
Check it out! Check out his gun! He has the Gundam wing gun and a tiny, pathetic Gundam hammer!
Yeah. I told you to stop. Referencing cool stuff.
Yeah, technically you did miss this one too.
Please
with
move on.
Voice like to come
I'm out. Sorry, dude. He sucks. Move on.
Next.
You're not cool!
Oh, he is not opposed to a little fisticuffs should the occasion call for it.
I hope you lose your arms and legs.
This thing looks like it was built out of cereal boxes. But not the good kind, you know, like the generic cereal.
Would that make him part of a balanced breakfast?
No. Well, he is attempting to serve a knuckle sandwich.
No.
Oh, see?
It's time to chew.
I really need to.
Next.
Oh. I hope that cool-looking monster kills you.
No, he's about to get about to get shot right in the tummy.
Actually, it looks like he already did it with an explosion behind him.
Yeah. Oh.
Tummy punches
are
dangerous.
He took a point-blank gun blast to the gut, guy.
I call it a tummy punch.
If he's still alive, he ain't happy. I'll tell you that.
Next.
Does he have extendo arm?
Defeated.
Oh. That you actually... When you look up, and right before you explode, like all monsters do,
it's something they do.
Before you explode, the last thing you see in your living life is that thing. You just got killed by the derpiest thing in your universe.
No, it gets worse. Next.
Oh, I might have to come back in a... Oh, your nipples smoking.
Duga, duga.
You have smoking nipples.
So Scotty would put it, pew, pew.
You have pew, pew nipples.
It's just cold outside. That's his brother saying.
I wonder if that was picked up.
That was good.
So, sometimes
wasn't
they...
paying attention.
Sometimes they it can get picked up, so...
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Next.
Oh shit, his tiny Gundam hammer macy cutty thing.
But it has fucking blades on it.
Yeah, to be fair, that's the thing that one chick uses in Kill Bill.
Yes.
The ball with all the fucking saw blades on it on the chain.
That's cool.
I know, yeah, that does I make know. Him cool.
No. That weapon is cool. He is not. There's a difference.
Oh,
let's move on.
See.
Next.
What about that? So he takes the guns apart? Well, that's kind of reminiscent of something from thy past. Oh. Something I remember because he put the guns together.
Okay, so you know, two guns come apart. This show came out in the 80s. Gundam Wing was in the 90s. You see, Gundam Wing was able to copy this, but do it way better.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Way better?
So are you saying that Gundam Wing owes a debt of gratitude to this man?
Unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Next.
So does that make him cool?
What are you doing?
Karate chop. Duh.
Dude, he has a big... giant karate hand.
Uh-huh.
Look at his big, giant karate hand.
For a big, giant karate chap.
Judo!
No, big hand people remind me of the Guados.
Guado hand chop!
The Guados have enormous hands.
Guado hand chop!
I don't know...
Next.
You know, I've never karate chopped anybody before, but I'm pretty sure that's not a stance you take. I mean, I'm not gonna...
Oh,
he's getting serious. He's got the water running on him, Shane.
He's doing some intense training.
Intense training.
There are cooler looking robots that would look way cooler doing that. Like the shadow robot.
He's under the waterfall. Who else was under a waterfall that I can remember? Gundam Wing wise. Man, what was that Gundam? I believe,
Gundam.
Man, no.
That was
no.
The karate one.
Thinking Gundam Wing. There was this really cool robot that used to be under the waterfalls, and...
It was fucking Wu Fei's Gundam.
Yeah. Wu Fei's Gundam.
I think it was the Shenlong Gundam.
It's pretty cool. I wonder... Man, that makes this guy pretty cool. He's inspiring Gundam Wing guns and Gundam Wing under the waterfall.
Next, and we're done with him. So, Shane, score the Galaxy Robo.
Yeah, man.
A 1.
Oh,
you fucking punk me. We all know you want to give that motherfucker like a 0.6.
He did that to
you
avoid the list.
Ass.
He did that to avoid the list.
Then I'm definitely instituting the second part of this must be done. Okay.
Fine. Add it to the list. 0.6.
Oh, add it to the list.
Listen, guys, I tried to cop out hard. I don't want to look at that guy ever again. I thought if I gave it a 1, which it doesn't deserve, I was too generous.
Okay, next
point
up.
6 is generous.
Is great 5.
Well, let's see. I guarantee you, you're not great.
And he's probably not going to get a 5 from you. Yep. 11 pitchers. Let's begin. Ooh.
Dude, he has headphones on.
Yep.
Damn it. Okay. I'm not immediately going to go. I need to see a different picture, though. So next. I'm still not going to go, yet. Okay. Oh, these Rangers didn't bother me. Those costumes were not bad. I like those. Okay.
Next.
Okay, let's continue. I'm not hating it so far.
There's your toy.
I've seen.
Look at his pucker lips. What the fuck?
It's for kissing.
His pucker lips.
It's for when you need to kiss the monster.
The monster.
He's like got those old headphones that required big ass antenna.
Yeah.
So you could pick up the radio station.
Okay, listen.
Look like a jackass on the bus.
E.T. phone home. Listen, guys, I'm going to tell you something. The toy sucks, but I'm not gonna fucking drop it because of a toy.
You have in the past.
Yeah.
They deserved it.
Next.
Fucking punk bitch hating on my goddamn pyramid.
All right, hold on.
First. Oh, he's got a propeller, Shane.
He's got his transformation on the left here.
He has a hip gun.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Because he's not hip. A little propeller.
That's for throwing.
Oh!
And or propelling you through the skies and the sea. Okay.
And he shoots you.
This motherfucker just like, fuck you.
Yeah, he fucking Indiana Jones, that motherfucker.
Dude, he didn't give a shit.
Hold on.
He didn't give a shit.
Next.
Okay. I don't... What are you fighting with? I can't tell.
The propeller blade, I think.
Dude, throw it. Don't... What the fuck are you doing, dude?
He's bitch slapping him with it.
Hip gun shoot that motherfucker. Literally, you have an opening. Look. Pay attention. Fire.
But he can't reach the gun. The sword is in the hand that's necessary to grab the gun and fire.
I'll tell you something. That gun should just automatically, when he pushes up, they push a button, goes whoop, and then boom, dead.
But he's not RoboCop.
Yeah. He could be, with a little bit of effort.
Actually, I should say he's not the original RoboCop.
Once again, with the effort, one could be.
Next.
Move on.
Did he need a wig?
No, the monster's on his head. Like, he killed the monster and he ripped the head off and he's like, trophy, and put it on his head.
I admire him for that. Taking a trophy. Or unless the monster...
It's kind of like the great Takamura. He beat the fuck out of that bear and then wore him into the ring.
Yeah. See, we can reference that.
God damn it, Shane.
Sentai show needs a little bit of Power Ranger noise. Give me 1 second, guys. I'm sorry. We can move on. That is cool, but we got to move on.
Next.
Fucking silent.
Oh.
Oh my.
I didn't mean to shoot you.
I've seen a lot of hentai, and I know where this is going. You should get the fuck out of there right now. If they got squids on their heads and a tentacle headed at their face. This is
dude,
not going to go good places.
Just carefully look at his face.
Or curb stomping.
Just look at his face. He doesn't care. He's embracing it.
He's even got his pucker lips ready.
He's ready to pucker that tentacle. Some tentacle puckering.
Next.
He's all tied up, Shane.
Dude, I think... Okay, I thought he did it to himself for a second. I think you're doing it wrong.
You know what? I kind of hate to bring this up, but this is kind of a hentai show. I got octopuses on the head and tentacles coming towards the face, and he's all chained up. He's got his pucker lips.
Oh, next.
Shane, holy shit, something is going on in this show.
He's like, I am sick and tired of all of this now. I am going to shoot the next motherfucker. Stop tying me up and tentacling me.
Next.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's got his lightsaber, too.
I'm going to finish you.
Yeah, he's done with their shit, dude. He's done with their shit.
Next.
I don't really hate this.
Yes!
Oh, shit! Yes!
Fucking take it, bitch!
Dude!
Oh, all this hentai is over! Happy ending like a motherfucker!
Dude, I like this guy. I like this guy.
Well, there is shit exploding out of the tip.
Damn right!
He's already... This is why it's the climax.
Yeah, exactly.
Next. And we're done. It is a climax.
This guy. Okay.
The great five. The great five.
No, unfortunately, you do not make the list, sir. I'm going to give you a three.
He's not going on that three. List.
No, he's in a three. He's average. Yeah. I like him.
All right.
Something good came out of that.
All right. So throw this guy into the add to zeros pile.
Yep. Ooh.
And next up we
got the Five Men from 1990.
Yep.
And can you pronounce the full name?
C-word Sentai Five Men Robo.
C-word. C-word Sentai.
Stop bitching out.
Oh, yeah.
The C-word.
Just open the goddamn folder.
Oh, you got Jesus four of them Christ. To go through, Shane.
Five Robo, Max Magma, Star Five, Super Five. God,
okay, for some reason that made my day. I don't know why.
Five Robo.
C-word Sentai.
11 pictures, okay. We'll start with
Wait. Yes! Behold him!
Okay, forearm guns.
No.
That's impractical.
It's the best.
Not really.
Of course.
Grab a motherfucker by the ears and fucking shoot their eyeballs out.
It sucks. Please move
I'll
on.
I'll give you that, but still.
Please move on. This is a nice one. Oh, whoa. Is that a musical note?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Musical note there? I can't quite tell over here.
Why does he have a musical
because
note?
Because these are the fucking Five Men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the fucking blue guy's fucking helmet. Remember? Because the one dude had the music note, and the other one had the Adam symbol, and the...
Yeah,
you remember
guys.
Those guys?
Yeah, these guys, yeah.
Next. Seth, Spinrooney.
Oh, shit.
Are you sure he's not about to, like, Hulk up or whatever?
I don't know what he's trying to do. All I know is that he dropped the fucking forearm on that man.
I mean, I'm not big into wrestling, but I seem to remember the guy that would do this and get all fucking powerful and shit.
Oh, that's the guy that does the spinneroonie.
Yeah, that's Booker T.
No, I'm actually referencing the Hulk Hogan. He used to do that. He called it hulking up. He would put his hand out and fucking stare at it and shake, and then he'd get strong.
That's Warrior. Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, that's Ultimate Warrior.
You can reference it how you want. I promise you, when I watched wrestling, WWF, Hulk Hogan used to do that.
He did something similar, yeah.
He would put his hand up, and he would stare at it, and then he would shake, and he'd get all fucking powerful, and then stand up. Yeah. Because he'd be losing the match, and they'd be like, he's hulking up! And even when I was a kid, I was like, this is bullshit. He was losing for like 20 minutes. He did nothing but receive ass-whooping. Now he's going to hulk up, leg drop one time, and win the fucking match? Yeah. Fuck you!
That was most of his career.
No, first he's going to get up, and then shoot you into the fucking ropes, then do a big boop, then the leg drop.
Then he's gonna fucking leg drop.
And after he lands the leg drop, he's gonna break his hip and be out for the next 6 fucking months.
Leg drop ain't nothing but falling on your ass.
Exactly.
And it defeats enemies.
Bill,
don't worry, Bill, it's referred to as a butt bump. Much like Shane's bum bump.
Next.
You were touched by a bum, motherfucker. You got the bum bump.
Bum bump.
Here you go. This is how you shoot that shit.
Dooga dooga.
Tilt it to the, tilt it a little bit. Do it gangster style.
She's not a gangster. Please move on. I don't like this guy.
Why?
He's making me sad.
In that case,
I'm sorry.
Next.
There's more of him.
Yeah.
With his big stick.
Looking up at his majesty.
It's a stick.
Sometimes you need a powerful weapon.
Can I get a list on these weapons, Shane? He says, hook sword, that thing, stick.
Good thing I still got those pictures.
That's funny.
Anyway,
save them though.
Next.
Doing it for the world, Shane.
The world. He's got the whole world.
The world doesn't need you, man. You can go ahead.
In his hand.
Oh, Christ.
You do not help this man's situation. Moving on.
Moving on.
Next. Slice and dice.
No, this is nothing from Batman.
No. No.
Slice and dice.
Moving on.
Next.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
You don't even want to look at the transformation, Shane?
It doesn't save him.
Of course not.
Nothing saves this man.
Nothing saves this man?
Nothing saves him?
Damn.
Not even the next?
That was it. Oh, what are you doing?
What
the fuck are you doing?
I think he's shooting... I think.
Either that or he's thrown that Yamcha's spirit ball.
Oh, so he has Yamcha's attack, Shane.
Whoa. The disappointment continues.
I wonder if that means when he dies in a little curled up position.
I don't know. Maybe you have that picture on here. Let's find out. Next.
You broke my sword.
Oh, shit. No, I remember. Because
he's got that sheath sword thing.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. He can literally pull the sword apart and it becomes like a dagger along with
yep.
the... Yeah.
Doesn't save you.
No, it does not.
Next.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Your disappointment.
He's just laying down, Shane.
Your disappointment brings me joy. So what are you doing, PBS TV? PP.
Wow.
I was wondering how long it was going to take him to figure that out.
PBS TV. Shit, wow.
The disappointment continues. This guy is really pee-pee. No. Ooh, moving on.
Statue thing.
Statue doesn't help. Sorry, guys, if this is your guys' robot. Sorry for you.
Oh, we're done.
Oh, my God. Goddamn motherfucker.
Shane, what do you give this five robo thing?
Not a five.
Not a five.
I really don't want to see these guys again.
Yeah. Yeah, it went back into the fold.
All right, I just looked up.
I give it. Alright, moving on.
I didn't hear a number.
Yeah, I heard
nothing. I said it though. Oh, moving on.
That means he goes on the list.
Yeah, he goes on the list.
If you get a number, he's definitely going on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah?
0.7.
On the list.
Yeah, on the list. Move him over.
I don't want to look at you guys again.
Well,
okay.
You better be cool.
Max Magma.
You better be cool.
Six.
Oh, yep, man. Six pictures.
That's usually...
Oh, yeah, this guy. The
He's
fucking
a fortress.
Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fortress. Yeah. Cannons on cannons on cannons. I believe he's one of the few that gets the fuck you, fire the everything. With his knee lights.
To illuminate his walking path.
Next.
You know how I told you that a lot of these bigger, bulkier ones, they don't do it for me? But...
Don't fucking lie, you're just trying to not fucking add to the list.
I don't think he's awful looking.
Yeah.
He's just bulky.
He's bulky. Moving...
This dude's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This guy... So many cannons.
Bitches love cannons.
When it comes down to the fucking fortress zords, they're not supposed to move. They're supposed to hide in the back and fucking destroy your face.
Next.
I don't have a problem with this guy.
I really don't. That looks neat.
Next.
Okay.
Light mode and dark mode. Then where you can see just how well he lights up the night.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Next.
Yeah, the toy shape. How's the toy doing?
All right, man. Sorry, your toy sucks.
It's okay. Understandable.
It's okay, man. Don't worry. You are actually not that bad. Your toy sucks, but you do not make the list. I'm so sorry.
Next.
Maybe.
Probably, Bill. Probably.
I don't know. Hold on. Try to sync the one again.
Look. You have to suffer through this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I have to play pool and comment every now and then.
And technically I do too, because I'm the one doing the next.
You're the one that's, you know, controlling the next and everything.
We'll go ahead and next
set
this.
Up on your laptop and shit. Me and Bill can do whatever the fuck.
So, this guy does not make the list. I'm going to give him a 3.
A 3? 3 for Max Magma. Star 5.
Oh, yeah, don't put Starfire in this.
By the way, I just got her.
She's out?
What? No, not in the game. I got my very first figure of Starfire, finally. I found one from the Icons collection.
Right.
When we were down in St. Louis, I finally bought one. I found one in one of those side shops. She was sitting in the corner. She was the only one.
Okay. That's cool. She is a cool character. I do like her.
7 pictures for Star 5.
Okay. Oh. Oh, wow. It's your shot, Seth.
Take me with you.
I guess that's a next.
Yes.
Next. This one isn't too bad.
And then, of course, the sweet part of me and Bill wandering off to go play pools, I can use his mic as well.
Almost next day. I'm not. Next. I need another picture.
Hold on. Let's zoom in on this little battle stuff over here.
Are you zooming into his crotch?
Well, it's in the area, so.
He's got guns.
His shield is better.
Yes, it looks like it actually works. Right. I like his two pistols. The two pistols are... I don't hate this guy. Why does he have a cassette tape in his chest?
For grooving?
Okay.
Because he doesn't have a killer stereo, so he's got to compensate for it.
Okay. I'm fine with this. This guy's not bothering me.
Next.
He's not bothering me one bit. Okay.
Let's see. Shield.
Shield doesn't bother me. The shield. The guns. I mean, look at those, man. He's got fucking dual wielding pistols.
Mm. Not bad.
I'm not hating them.
Next.
Why does he have a Transformer head? Like, literally stolen right from the 80s Transformers. Like, 100% fucking ripped off.
You do realize Spencer would probably be having a field day with that.
Yeah, he does. Because it was popular?
I missed the 4, sunk the 6.
Next.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Oh, man.
Is he fighting the Michelin Man?
I do believe we made that comment.
Yeah, I do believe we made that comment.
I was about to say, it reminds me of the Michelin Man.
He's fighting the fucking Michelin Man.
Well, no,
oh, no, my God. You know who else he could be fighting?
If you say Stay Puft.
White Armored Baymax.
Yep.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how bad is the pain?
You never seen Baymax?
No.
Dude, that's a great fucking
That
movie.
Is actually a really good fucking movie for being a kid's film.
Yeah.
Never and seen Stan it. Lee even makes an appearance in it.
Never yep. seen it. That reference was over my head.
Oh.
Dude, gotta watch.
I haven't yeah. seen the movie, but I've seen this.
The movie's
and
not
stuff,
called
so.
Baymax.
No,
was
it's,
it?
Yeah. it's Big Hero 6.
Yeah, yeah Big Hero 6.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually pretty solid. It's yeah, surprisingly yeah. solid, yeah.
Yeah, I got it back when I was with the ex for her 2-year-old, and I ended up being the one watching it more than he did.
Next.
Like, it's that kind of good.
Star in box does not help.
What the? Is that what he looked at? That makes him. What?
I don't know. I guess it's my turn to go shoot pool.
Next. Oh, we're done.
He doesn't look that bulky.
Jay, does he go on the list?
No, he gets a 2.
Star 5 gets a 2?
Yeah.
He's not.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
All right. Super 5 Robo.
I can kind of see what he looks like. But it's only
five all right. Pitchers. 5 pitchers. Go.
Well, while Shane is sitting there defeated... Bill, I completely whiffed. You're up.
He has 2 CD players on his arms, and he has weird, I guess they're foot guns? Those are not cool.
Next.
Oh, there you go, Shane.
Looks a little bit better.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't actually have a lot to say, to be fair.
Next.
He's got detachable hands.
Yeah, I see that. Like rocket fists.
Yep, rocket fists.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. He has that. I don't know what that is.
You know
is.
What's funny about mechs that have that?
What?
If he shoots his hand, what happens next?
Does he have to go pick it up?
Because realistically, and I know it's not realistic, but realistically, if you fire a rocket-propelled hand, it doesn't come back.
Unless it has some kind of, like, guidance system.
Even so, like, then, how would you put it back on? The rocket can't fly in reverse.
Yeah.
So even if it curved around and came back, he would have to catch it with the other hand to put it on, but he fired both hands.
Yep.
So he's just like, ka-choo-choo, fuck, I'm done. That's all I got.
Yeah, I was about to say, thank Android 16. When he fires off his fist, he literally does have to catch it to put it back on.
Yeah, he catches them and puts them in his armpits and then clicks them back in.
Yeah.
He can't do that. He can't fit those hands in his armpits. He can't move that well.
Yeah.
So once he fires his 2 rocket hands, he's like, here goes, gadoo, gadoo. And the monster's like, oh, fuck, that hurt, but I'm not dead. And he's like, oh, well, all right, I got nothing.
What you need to understand is you don't
worry about
the plot hole.
Technically, Bill. He
so are you telling me? Are you telling me that Zordon puts them back on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so, I can't argue with that.
Stop! Yeah. Don't view that plot hole.
I was going to say, technically, he does have guns in his shoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he could kick at the balls and, you know, bang and blow the nutsack off. But you know,
Jesus.
Next.
Oh!
Oh!
Are you giving him a noogie? You giving him a noogie?
I'm kind of curious what's going on down here.
That's the gayest looking
okay,
stance.
Okay, never mind.
That's the gayest looking stance to give someone a noogie. Look at it! Look at it! He's giving him a noogie! This guy's like,
got you by your head!
This guy's trying to, like, stab him. I like that. I'm actually okay with that. I'm okay.
Next. Brother combination.
Okay.
So they combine the 2 Zords to make a bigger Zord, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Yep.
Okay, done with this.
1.5.
1.5 for Super 5 Robo from...
The Noogie saved the day. I like Noogies. Noogie.
Okay, so on to the next one. Oh my god!
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie costume
from 1995.
Give him a zero and add him to the list. He hates them so much that he was shaking when he left the night that I was trying to defend them. Add him to the list. Add him.
Okay.
Yeah, find a new one.
Add the robots
to the list. Those were awful.
Yep, he doesn't care for the Zords either, so they're going to have to go in his.
Sorry, guys, those were all awful.
Top okay. awful countdown.
Well, that's fast.
Well, that does save us some time then.
Yes, oh, almost, except for this
final 2001.
Gal Ranger.
Oh my gosh!
Remember that? Remember the animals?
Do it.
Yes! Stop! I watched this entire episode.
Oh my god!
This is the one he's gonna be a cop out bitch.
Everything's a two.
Hold up! We're not done yet.
Oh yeah, we're not.
You got through all the Zords. You missed something else. Open it, Scott.
You need to butcher these names.
Butcher names, Shane. Butcher names. When I make a list, motherfucker, I make a list.
He looked up every name you never butchered.
Yep.
To be continued.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, he gave up.
Actually, it's kind of handy because okay. we're about 1 hour and 30 minutes
that
in.
That is this episode. This episode is completed. We have now caught Shane up to everything that he missed out on. The next episode, he will be putting a list together and telling us what is the worst of the possible worst to the best of the possible best.
And worst. The best part about this episode is you and I got to sit down and play nine ball while fucking Shane had to do an episode.
Okay. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.